Supplication.
Before we launch into a discussion of the place and priority of supplication, let's quickly review the aspects of prayer we've covered so far. We began by noting that prayer begins with a humble faith in the love and resources of our Heavenly Father. That's the F in the acronym. Thus, prayer becomes a means through which we learn to lean more heavily upon Him and less heavily upon ourselves. Such prayer inevitably leads to the A, which is adoration, as we express our longing for an ever deeper and richer relationship with the One who knit us together in our mother's wombs. The more we get to know Him in the fullness of His majesty, the more we're inclined to confess our unworthiness and to thank Him not only for His saving and sanctifying grace, but also for His goodness in supplying all of our needs. It is in the context of such a relationship that God desires that His children bring their requests before His throne of grace with praise and thanksgiving, the T. After all, it was Jesus Christ Himself who taught us to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." And as we do that, we must be ever mindful of the fact that the purpose of supplication, the S in the acronym FACTS, is not to pressure God into providing us with provisions and pleasures, but rather to conform us to His purposes. The beloved Apostle John puts it like this: "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of Him."